I have not been able to keep up. The new season of Blacklist has been on now maybe 4 episodes. What, Harry, y'all about 4 episodes in now?
I think we're in three.
Three?
I think we're three, yes, sir.
Man, Harry Lennox, I have not been able to keep up. You know why?
No.
I've been trying to watch all the episodes of Luke Cage, and Luke Cage is, I finished last night, so now I can catch up on my Blacklist.
Excellent. I think your priorities are off, Brother Tom.
If you don't mind him saying so.
I know, you're right, but.
And Harry knows about superheroes and all that stuff. He's good with it, but.
That's okay.
Harry, I can't. Is Liz okay?
She's with us. She's alive.
She is alive.
We're all hanging in. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And Red, you all haven't captured all the criminals in the world yet?
Well, we're working on. We're on about. I guess technically we're at about 80 at this point.
80 out of how many?
I think there are 200 on the list. So.
We got a ways to go. What season is this of Blacklist?
This is season 4. We're in the midst of it. We're always a little bit ahead of where the audience is. So we're at about a third of the way through the season at this point, maybe a little bit more. So
is it still as fun, Harry, as it was in the beginning? You still have that energy? Because it obviously it comes across on screen, but, you know, just that kind of fervor that you all have on that show.
I think it's more fun, and I say that because of the kind of, we've caught our rhythm. We've figured out who we are. We figured out what the show is. In the first couple of seasons, you're trying to figure out what your show is, what the rhythm is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have that, I think we've also developed the writing. The storylines are getting more complex, and the twists and turns are always even very interesting to us.
What is James Spader, the guy who plays Red? What is he like off screen?
He's very well read. He's a self-educated guy. He's very quiet and sort of loves jazz. And he's not, you know, nearly as lethal as he appears on television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sophisticated guy.
Okay. So are you shooting in April when we sail again?
I am. I think we
should.
Because we missed you. We missed you on the last cruise with your former co-stars.
You heard?
I wanted to be there.
Man, we got Mary J. Blige, Frankie Beverly and Maze, R. Kelly. We got Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton. We got so many people, and we're 80% sold.
Well, if Anthony Hamilton's going to be there, I'm in. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'd love to be there, Tom. I really do. You never know. I think we're going to be done a little bit earlier this year. What's the date exactly?
April 2nd is our sailing date.
Oh, man, yeah. And that's a Wednesday, you say?
It's a Sunday through Sunday.
We're going out of New Orleans, too.
Oh, that's, I got people down there.
See, I know. Of course you do.
I'm making it tough for you, huh?
You are. But you never know. I might be able. We don't have that schedule in advance. They sure don't know at this point because those scripts haven't been written yet. But sometimes I have a week off or 3 or 4 days off, and if there's any way in heaven, I'm gonna get there. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I've got some people looking for Sybil from Northwestern, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get with the alums there, and can we convince? Can we get all the Northwestern alums on board to get you on the ship? Then that would be even more perfect.
Well, if it's a Wildcat, thing, I'm all in. Like I said, if I could get there at all, please know. I can't imagine a better place to be.
Well, thank you, fellow cat. I appreciate that.
Harry Lennox.
And keep up the great work, Harry. We are such big fans of yours.
Now, the good thing about Blacklist, you don't really have to keep up with every episode. I can join right now and still be, you know, writing. It's so well written. I love Blacklist. Blacklist is one of my favorites.
And
I'm glad. Keep watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are going to be with you all season long. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Harry Lennox. Or as Jay says, Tressa.
I don't think he likes that.